Okay, so early this morning, we went ghostbusting at Radio 1. We'll play you what happened at 10 past 8 this morning. As you know, one of the cleaners here thinks that this place is spooked. There's a little place called The Den, which is kind of in the basement here, along with the studios. It's not far away from here. And the cleaner's been hearing noises like this. And
things have moved around.
Things have been moving around. So we got our night vision cameras. Well, I did. You didn't do anything apart from speak to me. And I'll play what happened at 8:10 this morning. Now, I did bring a special outfit for the occasion.
Can you describe this? Because it really does have to be seen to be believed.
I'll hold it up and you describe it. It's probably better.
Okay, it's a yellow romper suit that has a couple of Ghostbusting stickers put onto it. But when you put it on...
Actual Ghostbuster stickers.
But when you put it on, it makes you look like a giant baby.
I look like...
You look like George Dawes. George Dawes off Shooting Stars. With hair.
It's not flattering for the figure. It's one size fits all.
I mean, I don't want to say this, really, because you might take offence. It did make you look a bit chunky.
Yeah. They don't make anyone look chunky. It's massive. Look, you can get... We could both get in there.
I'll pass, actually. Thanks for the offer.
So, people are asking if stuff happened.
Oh.
Yes. This, I think, is your favourite thing we've done on this show for a while.
I very much enjoyed this, yes.
Find out what happened when we did a bit of ghost hunting. That'll be at 8:10.
Something strange in your neighbourhood. Who you gonna call?
Scott Mills.
George Dawes.
Oh, they left the music on now.
There you go.
Something strange in your neighbourhood.
That's much better.
Who you gonna call?
Scott Mills.
Yeah, very good.
Look how happy you are now the music's kept going.
Sounded unprofessional yesterday and now it sounds
smooth.
Smooth. Lost Prophets, Town Called Hypocrisy, this is Radio 1. Right, so, we came in very early this morning, earlier than normal, and we did some ghost hunting before the show. Here to give her expert opinion as top ghost hunter is Yvette Fielding. Hello.
Hello. Right. How did you get on?
Right, okay, I'm about to tell you. I'll tell you what, Yvette, you would have absolutely loved my outfit.
Did you go with a neckerchief and the flares like I told you?
I didn't go as Fred.
He went with a romper suit.
Right. No, seriously.
I don't want to know anymore.
No, it's off Ghostbusters.
Oh, you went dread. Did you have the proton pack and everything?
Well, I have got a proton pack here, but you had to blow it up. And to be honest, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't be bothered. There's a lot of puff for that time of day.
Yeah, he had an inflatable proton pack. That was
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Can you send me a photograph of you in the inflatable please?
Oh, yeah. No problem. So, yeah, the outfit's good. It just got a couple of Ghostbusters signs on it. I borrowed it from a flatmate who wears it at fancy dress parties.
Oh, really? Just happened to have one hanging around in his wardrobe?
Just happened to have a baby romper suit in adult size knocking around his flat.
There's something going on, and I don't believe you've got a friend. I think it's possibly in your wardrobe. There's something very strange going on.
I have friends of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's me looking like George Dawes in my Ghostbusters romper suit, right?
Yeah.
Now, a den is the room in the basement here at Radio 1.
Oh, I thought you're talking about a person, a den. I thought it was that.
No, it's a room near the boiler room, which is apparently where the ghouls are.
Right.
So, do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah,
ghouls.
Go on then.
Ghouls?
Right. This is what happened when we came in early this morning to Radio 1.
Okay.
Chappers is in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm like you, Yvette, kind of, although I know you are out and about, but I'm kind of like the anchor.
Right, okay, right.
So describe where you are then now.
Okay, I'm in the den area, which is kind of near the studios in the basement of Radio 1. Not many people come here anymore, apart from the cleaners.
And
is that because it's haunted, do you think, or because it's a mess?
Maybe a bit of both.
Okay, now, I'm going on what I've learned from YVet here. Does it feel cold?
No, it's really hot.
Oh, is it? Right. Maybe the spirit...
That could be because I've been running around in my jumper suit.
How are you going to... you need to attract the ghost to you. You need to encourage them out. So maybe talk to them. Say, is there anybody here?
Okay. Is there anybody here? Hello?
Anything?
Is there anybody here? Make a noise, make a sign to us.
So I've got a night vision camera, Yvette, right? And it's pitch black. Am I doing the right thing?
You sound terrible.
All right, it was 4 o'clock, love.
Yeah. I know, but if you were a ghost, you wouldn't want to come anywhere near you.
Oh, okay. I'm just taking advice from the expert. Okay. All right, here's the next bit.
You know, it sounded a bit like a horse, the noise that the cleaner heard.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do a proper neighing sound, it might kind of encourage... If it's a horse ghost, it may encourage the horse to come out.
You want me to do a neighing sound?
I want you to do a neighing sound, see if that works. I'm enjoying myself at this point.
Hello?
Right. Oh, dear.
Okay, here's the next...
Nothing's happening at the moment.
No, I'll try again.
Now you're sounding a bit like Scooby-Doo.
Is that the noise?
That's the noise. Is there anything you can see?
I can't see a thing. It's pitch black.
When we did Most Haunted... We were at one time, weren't we told to tell them a joke? Because that might seem that you're friendly and they won't think that you're a threat to them in their spirit world.
I don't know any jokes.
You know lots of jokes. Tell them a joke. How'd you get a fat girl into bed?
Don't know.
Piece of cake.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Hello, ghosts. Here's a joke for you. How do you get a fat girl into bed? Piece of cake.
Hey!
Oh, I can hear a rumbling noise.
You can hear a rumbling noise?
Yeah.
Is that not the... could that be the tube going under the den?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the tube, to be honest.
So there was nothing at this point?
Nothing. Right, okay. And then, and then Chappa's favourite bit. Do you want to hear this, Yvette?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Just try and neigh again. Maybe tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name's Scott. I'm not here to harm you. I just want to you to show yourself to us here now. Ah! Oh my God! Oh, God! There's something behind me!
What?
Oh, God! I'm in... Seriously, I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Right, so that was... Well, let's have Chappers explaining what happened there.
Basically, yeah. We managed to get Scott into the studio, and while Scott was in the studio talking to us, we hid Becky, who works on the show, behind the sofa, in a doctor's coat covered in fake blood and a clown mask.
Seriously, I'm not being funny. I mean, I enjoy being on your show, but that's the most scared I've ever been.
You went very high pitched. I thought it was Becky herself screaming, but it was you, you big girl.
Listen.
You to show yourself to us here now.
Ah! Oh my God!
That was my phone interfering, so sorry about that.
I'd never heard words of the like that came out of his mouth.
It's the way he says, God. sound so high-pitched. Like a right girl.
Right, now...
I love the horse impressions. Tell you what, you were very brave. Very brave for the horse impressions.
Now, maybe we could set up some kind of rival show to yours. What do you think?
I think that's a very, very, very good idea.
We'll go to lots of different places.
I could
places.
Come on your new TV channel.
Come on my new TV channel, which I want to talk to you more about and tell the nation about it.
Ooh, okay. As long as we can have a show, because I think we're good.
Well, you can. What do you want to do?
Well, basically, we'll go around the country and hide Becky in various places.
Well, you can.
And scare people.
Let's do it. What are you going to call it? Where's Becky?
Find the Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, find the Becky. Mm. I think that's a very, very good idea.
Right, well, I think we did well there. I was truly terrified. But I knew it wasn't a ghost, obviously, but I didn't expect...
Oh, yeah, now you give it the big eye. I knew you were going to try and scare me somehow. I knew something was going
to
happen.
I didn't expect somebody in a sinister clown face to be right behind where I was sat. Oh. Right, I'll let you go, Yvette. I know you're busy with ghosts and stuff. So.
By the way, my children, William and Mary, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Think that was hysterical.
Oh, thanks. I was really scared. Right.
It was very scared. I can't wait for the new show. Where's Becky?
I'll speak to you soon.
We'll be in touch.
Lots of love.
Bye, love. Bye. Right, Estelle coming next on Radio 1. It's 8:33 on the Chris Moyle Show with Mills. Digital FM.